This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. While we're still trying to get in touch with Matt Miller, let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to James. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie. Sound like we got a bad connection with James. Let's try Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, what's up, Mike and Charlie?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man.
How'd you like the tournament, man, this weekend?
Hey, man. I was expecting more Cinderellas. Of course, I'm glad McNeese got that one win and put him on the map. The trainer's making big money now.
How about that?
Lake Charles, Southland Conference. Speaking of Southland Conference, Nicholls State tomorrow, Mike. Nicholls State baseball is playing my number 13 in the nation, Southern Miss Golden Eagles, in Biloxi at the Shucker Stadium. So anybody down the bayou, any Southern Miss fans, go out to Biloxi tomorrow night. They're playing at the Biloxi Shuckers Stadium, a special Tuesday night neutral site baseball game. Southern Miss is now 13. We're catching up, Charlie, to LSU. And again, $1 tickets for tonight. For anybody looking for something to do, there's only a few more Pelicans games. But, yeah, Mike, Charlie, we're $1 tickets. I got to give credit again to Zion. When he has been playing the last 6-7 weeks, he's been balling out in a season that's been full of disappointment. My question to you guys is, what's the timeline on Trey Murphy's injury? Is it going to go into the beginning of next season?
That one I'm not sure of, but I did talk to an orthopedic surgeon that told me he thought there was a good chance he could be back right at the start of the upcoming season. But he said he did tell me it would be close. But, you know, him not having done the surgery and knowing, you know, every little intricacy of it, he did think that that was a pretty good chance he could be back before the start of the 2025-2026 season. And, man, with Nicholls State, you know, and I was talking to Coach about this, you know, man, you talk about a clearing of the roster at Nicholls. I mean, it's almost name tag time where, you know, you got to wear the name tags for the coach to figure it all out. But, man, Southern Miss, you got to give them credit, Jimmy. They have done a fantastic job recruiting, and you in some heavy competition for baseball players. And they have made it work in really, really big time. I know Charlie keeps up with it a lot more than I do with it. But, man, you got to be impressed with what almost year in, year out, Southern Miss has been able to produce out on the baseball field. And these aren't the 4- and 5-star baseball players. These are the 2s and 3s. And look what they've accomplished so far. So impressed with what's happened at Southern Miss. Now let's hope, with the new head football coach, he can do the same sort of thing, and I think he'll use the portal quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the Sun Belt likes to kind of puff their chest, and, you know, Raging Cajun fan right here, so I love doing it too, as kind of the fifth power conference in baseball, so to speak. And now it's kind of the Power Four because the Pac-12 is dissolved. It's every single year, there's always a team or two that are kind of in the back end of the top 25. This year, it's been Troy. Troy's gotten off to a really hot start. My Cajuns, though, Mike, it's been rough going early on. 11-14 this year, 3-3 in Sun Belt play. So, not the start that we were hoping for. But you know, LSU will play them tomorrow in a midweek matchup. So, looking forward to that at least.
Thanks so much for the call, Jim. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Charles in Metairie. Charles, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are y'all?
All right, Charles. How you been, bud?
Good. Look, I just want to bring this up. Right now it's March Madness and everything, and, you know, watching the game's been great. And watching other SEC teams representing the Southeastern Conference, making it to the Sweet 16. And it just, you know, it blows my mind the state of LSU men's basketball right now, where we're at. You know, just want to get your guys' opinion if this is more of, you know, the AD / coaching as well, because it just seems that we have regressed with the men's program. It used to be, I remember when I was younger, LSU was automatically in the March Madness every year, you know, and it was a proud program. And I think now, you know, it's like we finished second to last place this year, you know, and it just seems like we've been going backwards. And I don't think they've been really paying much attention to the men's basketball program. And I think I read today like two or three guys already hitting the transfer portal. It just seems like it's been very toxic of late and very disappointing, I think, for the fan base and the program. You know, it used to be a relevant program. Now it's, you know, you see these other schools, Alabama, Auburn, you know, they, Ole Miss, you know, not only is it a football school, but, you know, their men's basketball program is consistently every season, you know, in the tournament and, you know, going deep in the tournament.
Yeah, Charles, listen, I'm with you on that. You know, and I know Matt pretty well, and but this is on a slippery slope here. And you see what happened at Ole Miss. Chris Beard takes that over, and whatever you want to think about him,
he can coach
away from the basketball court, that dude has turned that program around. And you see the powerhouses built now at an Auburn, at Alabama, to Tennessee, Florida. And you're like, whoa, why isn't it happening here? They've you know, now the talk is, well, we're going to filter more portal money or NIL money to the men's basketball. What did it take this to have it figured out? Come on, you were doing it in baseball. You're doing it in football. You do it in women's basketball, but you're not doing it in men's basketball? I don't get that. And I'm 100% agreement with you. Sort of remembering the 70s and what Dale Brown was able to build there, and we've seen it kind of hit the highs and lows. But, man, this has taken a real slippery slide for LSU's men basketball. And you can sugarcoat it all you want. Bottom line is Matt McMahon has not done a good job as head coach of the LSU basketball team. No matter how you cut it, say, oh, well, when Will Wade left the team, you know, how more than most guys left. Okay, that happens everywhere when a coach leaves. That's not an excuse anymore. And I see some of them using it for LSU football, the exact same way. But Matt's got 1 year to get this straight, and he better get it right in the portal. That's all I can say. If not, you'll be starting all new again, and when you change coaches, you change a big part of your roster.
But look at a couple programs in the SEC. You already mentioned Chris Beard with Ole Miss, Mike, but, I mean, Mark Pope goes to Kentucky. He's got them in the Sweet 16 year one. John Calipari leaves Kentucky, goes to Arkansas. It's like a win-win for both programs. They're both in the Sweet 16. As to Charles, to your point, 14 of the 16 SEC teams made the NCAA tournament field of 68. The only teams that didn't were South Carolina and LSU. I know Texas lost in the first four, so they didn't technically get into the field of 64.
And what happened to that coach?
Terry Rodney gets fired.
Bang.
But as far as McMahon goes, look, year one, they called it like a year zero. That's fine. Whatever. A lot of turnover. You're not expecting great things in that first year with Coach McMahon. Year two, they made that step, right? And you get up to 9-9 in SEC play. And you're feeling pretty good entering year three. It felt kind of like a make or break year for Coach McMahon this year. And it just, talk about a free fall. It just didn't work.
When if he wouldn't have been hired by Scott Woodard, he wouldn't be employed today. I'm just telling you the truth.
I don't disagree. And so now you're looking at this LSU basketball program. They're sticking with Coach McMahon. They think that basically throwing more money at it will solve it. I need to see it to believe it, Mike, because you're seeing some of these coaches have great success early on in their 10 years with these SEC programs. The SEC is a gauntlet now. Whatever our coworker likes to say about how quote-unquote overrated they are, they have seven teams in the Sweet 16. Seven. I mean, it's a huge leap from where SEC basketball was a couple years ago. It used to be like the ACC was the powerhouse. Now it's shifted. It's shifted towards the SEC.
Charlie,
so you have to figure out a way to get in that number.
Aren't we seeing this? Kim Mulkey brought this up to me when I talked to her about women's basketball in the Southeast Conference, and she was like, Mike, just take a look at it. How the shift has went from west, east, to the south. If it's football, if it's baseball, if it's basketball, men and women.
Mike, for me growing
she's
up
right.
In the NCAA tournament, I kind of grew up with like UNC and Duke and Virginia, right? And like these traditional powers, NC State would kind of throw their hat in the ring sometimes. Out of the ACC was like the controlling force. This year, when you look at the 2-1 seeds in Auburn and Florida that are already in the Sweet 16 looking for deeper runs, you're looking at the 2-2 seeds in Alabama and Tennessee already in the Sweet 16, a 10 seed with Coach Calipari in Arkansas making the Sweet 16. What Coach McMahon needs to do is to get in the number. And I don't know if he can, really, if I'm being honest with you, just because it's so tough in the SEC right now.
And to turn it in 1 year, Charlie, it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just like all of it's now going to be on year four. You've put all your chips into the center of the table. You made the step in year two. You took a big step backwards. And now you're hoping that you can take a major leap forwards in year four. I just don't know, Mike.
I agree with you totally.